I started this podcast as an extension of a Facebook group that I started, which is also called Challenge Yourself. And the purpose of the group is for starting challenges to make any sort of change. I mean, it could be serious, it could be just because you need to mix up your daily routine a little bit. There's really no rules as to what challenges can be started. Anyone can start them as long as they are safe, not breaking the law, you know, all the obvious. Definitely not a group geared towards the what I like to call trend challenges, those silly challenges that usually are being executed by the younger generations. That's definitely not what Challenge Yourself is about. And the podcast, the reason I've started this is I kind of wanted to be able to share my experiences through the challenges that I'm accepting, or starting. And share, you know, what's working, what's not working, the things that I've noticed. Kind of like a audio diary, I suppose. I'm gonna try to be as open and transparent as I can, because the whole purpose is to be raw, be authentic, and be able to help someone who might be having the same challenges that I am. So, like I said, I started the group about a month and a half ago, and on April 1st was my first real big challenge, and I challenged myself to post an inspirational quote for 30 days. So from April 1st to April 30th, which is today, I challenged myself every single day to post some sort of inspirational, motivational quote or saying. And I had also thrown into there that I was going to journal, like write down in a journal, my thoughts or feelings based on that quote. I didn't actually do the second part, but that's okay because I'm learning that it's not always about the end goal. I started with one goal and it shifted and it changed and I rolled with it. And, you know, instead of giving up the whole thing because I basically gave up on trying to journal after about the second day because it wasn't fitting into my crazy life. I had to pause that because my crazy life just was barreling into the room, yelling and screaming. So I apologize. That would be my almost 2-year-old. So I didn't give up. I continued with the posting because that was, to me, that was easy. I could find 5 to 10 minutes out of my day to look for and post this motivational or inspirational quote that somehow affected my life. It kind of spoke to me. And a few of the things that I started to notice, I went in, you know, the mindset going in, I was very determined that, you know, I wasn't going to let any of the changes, like, you know, dropping the journaling part, I wasn't going to let that or, you know, I fully expected to forget a day or several days, and I went into it telling myself, you know, that doesn't matter. If you miss a day, so what? You'll make up for it the next day and just keep rolling with the punches. And that mindset really made a difference. The first week, probably the first 3 days were easy. And the next week and a half, I did almost forget a couple of times, but I did get that post in there before midnight, so it counted. And so I was really proud of myself for that. And I did end up missing one day, and that was Easter. And very quickly forgave myself for that one because, I mean, I was busy spending time with family, and at the core of it all, that's what really matters, right? So the next day I posted two quotes instead of one, and kept on keeping on. And the next thing I started to notice, was that normally I swear since the day my oldest was born almost 11 years ago, time has just flown by. And it seems to be getting faster and faster, and it's almost overwhelming. And I noticed, I'm not sure how many days it took to notice this, but because the first 2 weeks seemed like they still were going by pretty quickly. So I want to say probably about the third week, I started to notice that 30 days seemed a lot longer than it used to. And it wasn't because it felt like this challenge was dragging on, because I was enjoying it. I became more aware of each day. This was something different. It was something out of my normal routine. I had to really focus on remembering it. I didn't set any alarms or anything. It was completely by memory that I had to remember this. Which kind of leads me to the next thing I noticed, which was on about the beginning of the last week, I started to notice that when I woke up in the morning, one of the first few things, it was probably the second thing. I would wake up and, like always, I would think, I need my coffee. And then within at least 20 minutes, I was thinking, hey, I gotta post that quote. And it's kind of a bittersweet moment right now, thinking about how I'm gonna wake up tomorrow. And I almost expect my brain to automatically say, hey, you gotta make that post. But the challenge is over, so I'm definitely trying to figure out what challenge I'm going to do next, because I feel like I need to replace it, and I need to replace it with something simple, but that will definitely take me a step further, because the inspirational quotes, what I noticed was when I was looking for them, I would go to Pinterest and I wouldn't really type anything in, because I look that kind of stuff up so often that it's already in my feed naturally. And I mean, in the beginning, I was trying to save as many as I could, because, you know, well, if I don't have time in the morning, then I'll already have it saved and I could just hurry up and post it. And I did have a couple of saved for, you know, those crazy mornings where I didn't have enough time to sit and really look. But I started spending more and more time reading more and more of these quotes and reflecting. And even though I wasn't writing it down in a journal like I wanted to, it was really helping me change my mindset, come up with new ideas, really tap into a part of myself that I haven't for a very long time. And it was refreshing. I don't know how else to explain it. All good words. Whatever good word you can think of, that is how it felt. So in conclusion, I noticed that I don't give myself enough credit, that simply by changing my mindset going into something before I've even starting it can affect the outcome greatly. I noticed that time does not go by as fast as we think it does. I think it's just the mundane routines that we get into that makes life seem kind of like a blur from day to day, because it's just same thing, different day. So I noticed switching it up really kind of slows down time, and it really helped me to realize how much I had actually accomplished in 30 days, because I knew exactly when those 30 days started and when it ended. And I could look back and think, oh my gosh, I got this done and I got that done and I got this done. And so that was a really positive experience. And then I think this might be the biggest thing that I noticed is that it took a little over 20 days for me to literally reprogram my brain to automatically think of something new. If I could do this for something as simple as posting an inspirational quote, like, now I am starting to wonder, what else can I do that I can make a regular routine, changes that I've wanted to make for so long and just haven't been able to stick with it. Now I kind of have like a time frame. Like, I really believe whatever it is, if I stick with it and I do it every day for a little over 20 days, like, that's it. I'll have it. You know, I can be more organized, or I can do the food planning that I want to do. And I think this can apply for anyone. I recently just started doing yoga, and I'm a little disappointed, kind of embarrassed to admit that I went 3 days strong, and then today I just kind of went, if I want to do yoga, I gotta pick up the floor, and then I gotta sweep, and then I did pick up the floor, and I did sweep, but I still didn't do the yoga. But you know what? I'm looking at the clock right now, and it is 10:22. The day's not over, so you know what? I'm gonna go do that right now. I'm going to leave you guys to think on all that I have just rattled off to you. Let me know, you know, head on over to the group if you're not already in it, and let me know what you want to see. What challenge do you think would really improve your life? I look forward to hearing from you, and namaste.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.